Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Pete, how you been?
Not too bad, Bill. How you doing today?
I am doing well. So give me your thoughts, your overall observation this week as far as the coverage and what's being said and the atmosphere around this team as they get ready for this NFC Championship game.
Yeah, it had been a couple of years for the playoffs, so, you know, I forgot about the kind of the buzz and the vibe you get when a team gets this deep into the playoffs. You know, things have really picked up over there. There's a lot more media around. You know, they have actual press conferences instead of just everybody at their locker. You know, I get the feeling, at least from what, you know, a couple of the leaders are saying, you know, like Adams and Rodgers, that they're pretty loose. They've got the looseness of an underdog. And I think they feel like they should be able to just go out and play free and, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
The thought process is Aaron Rodgers has to have this Aaron Rodgers-esque game. Do you feel he does?
You know, I'd say he's got to be really sharp. I don't know that he's got to be unbelievable. I don't think it's got to be like 16. Because they can, you know, as long as they run the ball okay. I think a lot of it's going to come down to, you know, they're going to have both their tackles for this game, assuming Galaga doesn't get hurt in the first quarter again like he did the last time they played. And they need those two guys to hold up really well so they can block the interior guys with three or even four with the running back and, you know, like in pass protection. If the two outside guys can handle Ford and Bosa, which is asking a lot, you know, then I would think these guys would feel okay about their chances.
Now, the last time we saw these two teams meet up, Brian Bulaga goes down early, Alex Light came in, and he was on skates. I mean, even Bakhtiari got shoved around a little bit. I think it starts in the trenches, both sides of the football. If the Packers offensively on the O-line specifically are a lot better, I would assume the outcome – because, I was doing a national show this morning, and one of the questions was, well, they got blown out. I said, yeah, but for 2.5 quarters – the Packers' defense hung in there. The Packers' offense didn't help them out. If the Packers' offense helps them out, I assume this game's going to be, one, closer, and two, maybe that experience begins to swing to the side of Aaron Rodgers and Garoppolo begins to panic a little bit. Do you feel that way?
Sure. I think that's at least a possibility for sure. I mean, look at last weekend. Look at Tennessee and Baltimore. You know, Tennessee jumps them, and that changed the whole game. In the last game, didn't the Packers fumble inside the five on their first possession?
Yep.
You know, they gave him free touchdown. So you're climbing out of a hole right from the get-go with an offense that's, you know, it's decent but not great. So I definitely agree with you. And these games are different entities. And I thought that stat that Shanahan dug up, what was it, 20-some games where, or maybe it was in the 30s, where a team had won by 25 or more during the regular season. They played the same team in the playoffs. And they were 15-9, I think he said.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think it would be like 24-1, not 15-9, or 23-1, whatever that works out to. But this game is going to be a completely different entity. Now, it doesn't mean they won't get beat. They could even get beat soundly. But I'm sure they feel good about their chances right now because they presumably learned something about what they can and can't do against these guys from that last game.
So. The defensive side of the football, to me, it's stopping the run and making Garoppolo beat you. And also getting off the field on third down, something they were not great at the last time these two teams met up. Then again, the offense was absolutely horrendous at extending drives on third down. But there was a lot going on. You had Bulaga go down. You were forcing Davante Adams back into the mix and almost force-feeding him the football. And I remember, I'll never forget, after that game, Matt LaFleur said, yeah, we never even got into our game plan. Do you think that this time this is our game plan, this is what we're sticking to, unless we have to throw it out the window?
Yeah, I would think so. And that's the thing is they got to be close in the first half to be able to do that. I agree with you about the trenches being a big, where this game to a large degree will be won and lost. If you're following the Packers, you're concerned about their ability to stop the run. It's been pretty spotty most of the season, better down the stretch here, better in the last month, better since that last 49ers game. But the 49ers are going to run it. They're going to stick with it, and they do it really well. They've got three good backs. They run that zone scheme really well. So the Packers are going to have to stop the run for 60 minutes, make Garoppolo beat them. He played really well that last game, but they didn't stop the run the last game either. So if you're the Packers, you got to make him beat you, and if he does, he does.
I like the secondary of the Packers. I like that they've been aggressive. I think, though, the one thing, and I had mentioned this earlier, they've had some drops. If Garoppolo is going to throw you one or two, man, you got to come down with it, don't you?
No, for sure. You know, I watched both of the 49ers games against the Seahawks. The first one, I don't know if I saw the whole thing. I'm trying to think back, but I know I saw the last quarter. And Garoppolo had, in just that short time, at least three throws that the Seahawks easily could have intercepted and they dropped. I remember in camp, reading Pro Football Talk really early in camp, one of the first days, and he threw five picks in a practice. And, you know, everybody was kind of like, oh, man, what's going on with this guy? He strikes me as, although he's a, you know, pretty decent quarterback, he's a guy who's prone to some bad decisions, and they could even come in bunches, judging by that five in practice and that Seahawks game. So when you get your chances in a huge game like this, you know, they may not come along a lot, and you got to get them. The Packers' margin for error is just too small to be dropping turnovers.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that they have to take it. I'm not saying they have to play a perfect game, but I think you need to get as close as possible to playing a perfect game. Would you agree?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, look, Atlanta beat these guys, you know, and Atlanta was no world beater this year. You know, they had a good quarterback, and he's not particularly mobile. So it's, you know, I was thinking after they, you know, because the 49ers lost Wilson and Lamar Jackson, I was thinking, man, I wonder if he'd really need a super mobile quarterback. But Atlanta beat him too. So, you know, obviously you don't. So, you don't need to play a perfect game. You just got to hang for the first half and then see if your game plan can take over.
What do you think the game plan is going to be? Is it going to be, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not a proponent of going away from Davante Adams, but I don't want to see them force it to Davante Adams. I think Aaron Rodgers, to me, just needs to, whatever is out there, take it and take advantage of it. And at this point in time, do you really talk about trust, or you just say, I'm gonna ignore the open guy who has not been my go-to and just go to the go-to guy, even in coverages, or throw it away?
Yeah, I'm really not sure what they're going to do. There are all sorts of different approaches they could take. Are they going to throw to the backs more? Are they going to play Irvin a little more, you know, kind of as almost a wing back and do some of those jet sweeps and fake jet sweeps and get him going one way and Jones the other to stretch the defense horizontally instead of vertically? You know, will they do all sorts of creative things to get the ball to Adams, or will they run more normal stuff? Will they go to a quick passing game? Because you got to get the ball out fast against this pass rush. I mean, there are so many possibilities. I think a lot will just depend on what they feel like they learned from this last game. Sometimes when you think they're going to do one thing, they do another. I mean, I thought for sure other side of the ball, but I thought for sure last week they'd match King with Metcalf, and they didn't. They just kept their corners on their sides, and whichever side he lined up on, that's the guy who covered him. So you never know what they're thinking.
Talking to Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Do you throw it, Richard Sherman?
I don't think I stay that much away from him. I know he was first-team All-Pro. I'm not convinced he had that great a season. I was talking with a scout from the West Division, actually, yesterday, and he said, you know, he's still good, and he won't let you get deep on him, and he's really smart and instinctive, but he's given up a little more cushion, and you can complete underneath him, you know, as long as you don't make any dumb throws, you can complete the ball underneath him. So I don't know. I don't think I run away from him as much as you might have a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but I think you have to go that way to at least keep the defense honest, because if you look as if you're not even throwing to that zone, you're eliminating a whole third of the field before it's all said and done. Hey, real quick, Kyle Shanahan, obviously the last time these two teams met up, you had Matt LaFleur say, I was out-coached. Do you expect anything like that in that realm again?
You would hope not, just because they've got a game tape to work out of. You know, I wonder, a couple things could have gotten to LaFleur there. You know, his family going out there early, all the family connections, his friendship with Shanahan, with Soleil, his brother being out there, all those guys knowing each other so well. They know I like this, so I'm going to do this, but they know that I'll switch and do this, so maybe I should do what I, you know, you can stick yourself and tie yourself into knots there. So, you know, you got to think he's past all that, and I'm sure he's looking to atone himself because that was the one game this year where he really did get pretty badly outcoached.
Pete, always a pleasure, man. I appreciate it. Look forward to the rest of the coverage, and hopefully we're all down in Miami, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us. Also, PackersNews.com, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it a long, long time, and they get it done as well, if not better than anybody else. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.